I truly enjoy a well-coached football team. I love watching someone slam dunk a basketball in a meaningful NBA game. You know what? I appreciate a fantastic cream-filled chocolate donut. Nothing gets me more in tune and focused than watching a great karate match. I love great paintings. I understand and enjoy the artwork behind beautiful tattoos. And I really am amazed at a well-trained guard dog. But here's a secret. I can't do any of those. And guess what? That's your problem too. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you have an incredible week going so far. It has been a wild one here in my house. I just found out I have a double ear infection and sinus infection. They loaded me up with a bunch of medicines. You know, it's one of those struggles. I am praying for healing and deliverance for the pain to go away. And here I am walking into the doctor's office. No mask, by the way. And they tell me this, so I'm going to take the pills. But why not wear the mask? Well, it's my conviction. So, there you go. That's the world I live in. You want to reach out to me? You can at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, thanks for listening on 97X Podbean or Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast from. Do you need some supplements? Check out wellbuiltsupplements.com. Make sure you use the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off, and they've got everything. Also, Revolution Forefathers, that's the number four, revolutionforefathers.com. Check out the upcoming David Alliance swag, always adding new stuff. Make sure you give it a whirl. Let me ask you a question real quick. Do you think that you can make your spouse happy? Guess what? You can't. Those are one of the things you're going to find out at the Clueless Couples in COVID, October 30th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hill Spring Church. If you want to register, by the way, that's in New Prague, Minnesota. If you want to register, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. People have started to register. It's going to be here before you know it. Hey, do you think that your spouse or your partner or the person you're dating, do you think that their personality has flaws and might affect your relationship? Well, guess what? That's something else we're going to know and find out about the Clueless Couples in COVID. There's going to be a lot of great stuff. Make sure you come. All right, where am I going today? Today, I'm going to be a little more honest with something that I've been working with and something that I've kind of been chewing on the last month or so. So I'm going to start with this thought. Have you ever wondered why you don't have as much influence or power to change people as you'd like? And yes, I'm speaking specifically as a spiritual leader, as a Christ follower. I know sometimes we pray for more influence, more power. We'd like to see more signs and wonders, miracles. Maybe it's just a more deeper understanding of God, hearing His voice. Yeah. You know, as I've read biographies of some of the greatest men of God, Charles Finney, Spurgeon, Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, Billy Graham, and the list could go on and on. One thing I've noticed with these great men of God is that they all came to a reckoning of their need for God. Let me put it in another way. They all came to an end, to a place of hunger, a great desire that created a spiritual, almost like pit inside of them where they knew that if they were going to be used by God in the way they wanted, they would have to be leveled by His Spirit and changed in a way that went beyond their initial conversion. They saw their holes, they saw their flaws, they saw the little foxes, if you will, and it finally bothered them in such a way that it drew them to an all-out, give me God or give me death. They were tested. They went through the fire, you might say. You know what is funny is that when you study the greats of the Old and New Testament, they all have similar stories. They all have stories of where it's God or nothing. They've all been led to times in their lives where it's beyond hard. It literally comes to a decision of what do you really want and what are you willing to do? Do you really want to be more like Christ? That is a question you must ask daily and long term. So, I'm on this quest as of late. I don't know how to say this, So I'm just going to say it. I have sought for a Christian walk that is above average than most men, and I believe I have that. But as of late, it's just not enough. It's not enough. I might as well be a beginner for how I feel. I want God to show up even more in my life, in my family, in my ministry, out in public with me. And God has kindly pulled back the veil to my heart and asked me a simple question. How bad do you want it? And I'm learning to give him permission to strip away from me anything in my life that would stand in the way. Deal with the little sins, the little lapses of faith, the times that my flesh just wants to sleep or walk away or think something improper or ignore his small voice. And here's what I'm learning more than anything else. It always starts in my mind. I must get my mind in line with Scripture in every little detail. I must catch myself when I have even that little, most tiny thought that's ungodly. I'm not sure why I'm on this venture, why I'm pushing in more. Maybe it's because I truly see our country as ungodly, more ungodly than I've ever seen it before. I see pastors more inspired to push their brand than to push Jesus. Maybe it's because I truly believe we are in the end times. All of those are true. And maybe, I don't know, just maybe I'm tired of feeling like I'm not as much like Jesus as I should be. Where has this hunger come from? Where has this almost a sense of disillusionment come from? I believe, truly, it's come from the Holy Spirit. I had a prophetic word given over me once, and the woman said, "The hunger that you have for God was given to you by God." It made so much sense. It hit me between the eyes, really. Oh, I've had great examples in my life. I've had amazing parents, amazing friends, godly mentors, men to this day that I hang out with who, in my mind's eye, are beyond the scope of where I am at and hope to be someday. But in all of that, I do know this. God has given me a desire to pursue him more. And so I'm in that new searching, that new hunger phase where I'm saying, okay, God, how come you don't use me more? How come I'm not more anointed? How come I'm not more powerful in my prayers, in my devotions? How come my witness and my times when I share Christ don't have a greater impact on people? And I can get spiritual and say, well, hearts are harder than they've ever been. But look, that's just an excuse. I remember the stories of Charles Finney walking into a giant warehouse where people are working, and the Spirit of God was so heavy that people immediately fell on their knees and repented. There are stories of where he'd get up, and before he could even really start to preach, people would fall on their knees. The Holy Spirit would knock people over. They'd start to cry out, confess their sins openly in front of everyone, crying for Jesus. I want to have that intimacy. And if that intimacy then produces that, great. I'm not after the fruit. I'm after the intimacy. There are plenty of things in my life I need God to knock out of the park before I worry about anybody falling over under the influence of the Holy Spirit because I showed up. I need the Holy Spirit to knock the dust, the cobwebs out of me, to bring me closer to Jesus, more intimate on that new level. So like I said, I love football. I love basketball dunks. I love great donuts. I love karate. I love painting and well-trained dogs, but I can't do any of those, so I'm left to spectate. And I'm realizing more than ever, I can't have a greater impact on others, the world, or even my own family. And in fact, anything beyond what I'm capable of right now just simply makes me a spectator. Unless I step away from the spectator phase, and in this moment, in this season of hunger, ask God to teach me and to take me to a new place, to a new level where I can go beyond watching and step into living and experiencing. Not for, like I said, the fruit, not for the showmanship, but just simply because I believe God wants more. He wants more out of us. He wants us to make a greater impact. And that only comes through us giving up more of ourselves. That's where I'm at today, gentlemen. If you can relate, hopefully this helped. If you can't, Maybe it plants a seed and you start getting hungry yourself. Either way, until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.